been led by the Guards Museum since the idea was first dreamt up in June 2008.
So June 2008, and here we are in October 2014, and then the last sandbags just come over. How does it feel?
Well, I can't allow myself to unravel too much because we've got a royal opening to get through, which will be the final denouement of a very long, very tiring, very expensive, but very worthwhile project. So very excited.
Just tell us why it's so worthwhile in your opinion.
To have come up with this light bulb moment idea of getting rid of a miserable pond in the barracks and backfilling that void with soil brought back from the 70 battlefields in Flanders where Guardsmen fought and died in the Great War. The huge education piece around that, where, along with the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, we identified the 70 battlefields, found Flemish schools adjacent to those battlefields. They then twinned with British schools, so that's 140 schools involved. And last summer, over 1,000 school children actually went out into the battlefields and collected those individual Hessian sacks full of soil. Hessian sacks made by the same company in Flanders that made all the sandbags for the trenches. You know, it's all very poignant. Everything means something. And we gave the exhortation to the school children, don't forget to remember. And if you're saying that to them, you have to tell them why they're remembering. And it's the passing across of the torch of remembrance to the next generation, basically.
I've just been speaking to one of those school children, Lizzie Laybourne, and
yes.
And she was, you know, saying that to them it was very moving and learning about what happened to their ancestors and other people. Did you find that most of the children were like that they found it a moving experience?
Watching some of the soil gathering ceremonies, again, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission were brilliant at helping those children realise that the headstones that they were looking at, you know, look at the ages. Most of these young men were literally only a few years older than these school children who were collecting the soil. And that hit them quite hard to suddenly realise that if they'd been born 100 years ago, well, all eyes would have swiveled to them to go off and defend freedom, and they might not have come home either. And it was quite a profound impact on them.
To be able to take the soil from these areas of Flanders, it's quite a big thing as well. It's the first time something like this has been allowed.
The Commonwealth War Graves Commission, their basic approach to graveyards is that Tommy Atkins, the ubiquitous British soldier, Tommy is buried where Tommy fell, and Tommy doesn't come home. So to get them to agree to us actually bringing some representative soil back from the cemeteries, and let me clear this up now, it didn't come from the graves themselves, it comes from, you know, flower beds nearby, but certainly from within the cemetery grounds. That was a massive departure for them from their agreed principle, if you like. But this is a ring-fenced, one-off exercise that will never happen again.
So all the soil is now here.
Absolutely.
And the garden, I believe, opens in November. I guess it's under construction already.
We're nearly finished. 6th of November, the sovereign will come with King Philippe of the Belgians, and together they will go through the act of formally opening it. So lots to be done still.